I, dictation for Kareem Farahkhan, K-A-R-E-E-M, F-A-R-A-K-H-A-N. Kareem Farahkhan, 37-year-old African-American male. Date of service is 5/21/2025. Date of accident is 5/14/2025, and date of service, date of birth is 5/21/88. The gentleman has following chief complaints that he is having sharp pain down the middle of his back, from neck down to the lower back, and then his left side become numb, left upper arm. He also has a pain in the pelvic area. And he has a hard time taking a bath or doing ADLs. Cannot bend down. And he has to sit and stand down a lot. History of automobile accident. Patient report that he was initially involved in an automobile accident as follows. He was traveling as a restrained driver on 5/14/2025 at 8:14 a.m. His girlfriend was riding in the front seat and is doing okay. He did not go to emergency room and urgent care and is working. Only a bruise on the arm. The patient reported that he was traveling on an auto drive near Rouge Park Drive in the West Detroit. And the other driver ran a red light and hit their car on a T-bone passenger side. The impact was moderately severe. He was traveling in a Chevy Cruze and was hit by a Jeep Cherokee. His car speed was 35. The other car was around 20 miles. He was wearing seatbelt, airbag deployed. There was a loss of consciousness momentarily. And it was not a hit and run accident. Police came. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital. He actually went 7 days later to the DMC hospital where CT scan was done. The damage is reported to the airbag. Inside of the car was completely okay. No damage to the headrest, steering wheel, dashboard. All the windows, he reports that passenger window in the front and back are broken. The back door was broken and jammed. Rear axle was broken. And the car is total. Regarding the injuries, patient report that his airbag hit into his left face and the left forearm. And one of the tooth in the lower part of the mandible, left side, one of the molar is chipped. It denies any active bleeding, fracture, laceration, no trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. He does report that his head hit into an A-beam where the seat belt is present. And he did not have a whiplash as such. Regarding the history-presenting illness, patient is having headaches which are mostly in the back to the tune of 5 or 6. And they are moderately severe, infrequent, sensitive to the noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. There is a ringing in the ear and spots in the vision. And there is a no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness. No loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, none of them. No incontinence, no blurred vision or loss of vision field. He does have spots in the vision, but denies any problem with that. A taste problem or smell problem. some pain in the lower jaw is reported. The CT scan at the emergency room was found to be completely normal. In addition, patient has denied any sudden anesthesia and no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. He does have a lightheadedness, numbness, tingling of the left arm and difficulty walking. Kindly review the chart for rest of the pain syndrome as well as the quality and modified factor and all of that. There is no radiation of the pain as such, non-radiculopathy. Only the pain is in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 10. And he has had some X-ray CT scans done. Some weakness is reported to the left arm. And these pains are described to be present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, hot burning. 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 are the severity. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and improved by nothing. Patient reported that the hospital, when he went to the DMC hospital 5 days later, he has been referred to a spine doctor, Dr. Redden, from the DMC, and a CT scan has been done. No MRI was done. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history of the past, allergy histories, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, personal history as well as the ADLs. So the history will be described in a minute.